Hey, you're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Man, I know everyone at this school, bro. Ah, you smell new. Yeah, you taste new, too.
Yeah, it's actually my first day.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Ayo, and you are...
Kyoki Riki Tungo.
Kyoki Riki Wombo?
Kyoki Riki Tungo?
Nah, dude, you're Ricky. You should let me, like, show you around school and stuff.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
It's too late, man. Music already started.
Listen to me, Ricky. I have a song for you. Come with me on my tour now. And this is what you should do. Yeah, listen to me, my new friend. It's something you should know, is that everybody here is not exactly what they show. That's what you gotta do sometimes to get by when you're a freshman here at West Terranceville High. To avoid getting picked on or getting your ass kicked, go find some fake friends who you can fake laugh with. Come with me on my little tour, find someone you can trust. But be careful, this is high school and everybody sucks. Now that you got the rich kids sitting on their wealth, and the emo kids on emo grass, the grass that cuts itself. And those are the drama kids trying to get some fame, and the football team is sad cause they never win a game. Hallelujah, the Bible club trying to spread the word. The pothead's getting high, they just trying to spread the herb. The ASB chicks would have you thinking they were pure, but they're all a bunch of whores and we're all just insecure. It's high school and it sucks. I have few friends I can trust. Man, high school and it sucks. Why do I feel out of touch? Yeah, high school and it sucks. Man, it sucks so much. It's high school and it sucks. Man, it sucks so much. You might be walking through the hallways like, why you stare at me? And everybody's judged by their popularity. All the guys act tough trying to impress the hoes, and all the hoes walk around like it's a fashion show. The star athlete spends all his time humping, and the class president, man, he don't do nothing. So pick a clique before you pass through, but pick the wrong one and they'll outcast you. Prom king, prom queen, who got the nicest hair? At the end of the day, nobody really cares. The cheerleaders cheer, they don't care if we lose, and we don't care about their cheers, we just staring at their boots. And even if you think you got a BFF, you turn around and she ran off with your BF. So take your S, ATs and applications, cause everybody's waiting on graduation. It's high school and it sucks. I have few friends I can trust. Man, high school and it sucks. Why am I so out of touch? Yeah, high school and it sucks. Man, it sucks so much. It's high school and it sucks. Man, it sucks so much. High school and it sucks. And it sucks. High school, man, it sucks. Man, it sucks so much. Yeah! It sucks.
What just happened?
Climbing up
this. Come on and try this. I say I don't think I need it. Sometimes it's just no fun to feel like you're the only one. It doesn't go along when things seem wrong, but they're not my friends if they don't see that I don't like people pushing me.
Hey man, what's the matter with you? Oh, come on, everybody's going chicken. Nobody's gonna know. What are you scared? Everybody does it, come on.
Tell you about the school cafeteria. It's got all the others beat. It sells over 4 million burgers a year. Just think, that's almost 2 pounds of meat. My ice cream sandwich is lukewarm, but my burrito is much too cold. You know, a school cafeteria is the only place to sell artificially colored mold. You know, a school cafeteria believes in mass production. They buy those lousy soybeans by the cake. I don't like to complain, but in a school cafeteria, you can buy a taco and get bubonic plague. Today in the school cafeteria, they introduced a brand new malt. It's called boysenberry dysentery. Please pass the salt. The tuna fish sandwiches will make you ill. The enchiladas are enough to kill. Before you eat, you'd better make out your will in the school cafeteria today. After 63 years in the business, our cook still hasn't got the knack. And all the food in the school cafeteria comes from care packages that were sent back. Feel your arteries growing hard as you eat another healthy spoonful of lard. It's no matter that the food is so gross, the health department is afraid to come close. So everybody better hold your nose in the school cafeteria today. So listen very closely, all you girls and guys, here's a little message to the wise. You'd better not try that chili surprise in the school cafeteria today. Oh yeah, in the school cafeteria today.
High school gym, you could never win. Run 10 miles as fast as you can, only to discover you're last again. Rats in the locker room, dreadful minutes that reek of doom. Jock straps on the ceiling, morons stink of sweat. My body has no feeling, how worse can it get?
High school gym, you could never win. Push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks. Coach wants us to break our backs. Ugh! In the locker room, everyone's looking at my bazooms. Naked in the shower, packed in like sardines. I'm going to miss lunch hour, 'cause someone stole my jeans. Now what do I do?
Push-ups!
This is it, guys and gals, the new thing, the moving, grooving thing. You said school was a bummer? Well, baby, it ain't no more. This is Top 40 Education with the one and only Doc Rock. Now keep your ear pressed to that blackboard, because we're switching to English Central and Super Prof.
Gotta learn to dance before we learn to walk. Gotta learn to spell before we learn to talk. And Super Prof's here, please, with the ABCs.
Super Prof, Super English Time. Correct this sentence. I want my pimples should clear up.
Tired of classes that keep throwing the book at you? Well, now you can sign up for one that'll let you use your own hands to make valuable objects.
By the time we got to the woodshop, we were half a million strong.
Everybody's heading for woodshop. Stop by and talk to the carpenters. Before you know it, you'll be making your own hat racks, birdhouses, wooden legs. Check it out today.
You can study the moon or inflate a balloon. You can analyze the tune on a cigarette moon.
Science Man with a big B, biology. Today we're going to study bacteria, how we're going to infect ourselves with botulism, right after this message.
And now a statement of editorial opinion from Mr. Harry W. Keister, general manager and principal.
It has come to our attention that large numbers of pupils have been walking in the halls without a pass. From now on, if you are caught in the halls without a pass, you will be shot. Thank you.
And now, the news.
Professor Scoop with the latest poop. A big fight in the second floor boys' washroom puts washroom monitor Bruce Purvis in the infirmary again. Sophomore chemistry lab is raided by the narc squad. The principal reports that someone has stolen his desk. And in the lunchroom, milk goes up a penny today after the threat of a strike by Bessie and Viola. Now, down to our between periods traffic spotter.
This is Flying Patrol Boy Billy Bumpo cruising on the first floor just north of the tardy office. Traffic is moving very... Oh, a locker is open and a bunch of books have fallen on the floor. Traffic is really backing up. It's a bad one. If you have a class at this end of the first floor, I suggest you attend an alternate class on the second or the third floor. Well, that's the bell. We'll be back with another flying traffic report between fourth and fifth periods. Now we switch you down to Phys Ed.
This is Phys Ed here with the gym class. Today we're going to meditate. Ready now. Meditate. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, everybody meditate here. 1, 2. You there. You're not meditating. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now we're going to do some inhaling exercises. But first, this message.
Where can you go between 12 and 1? Where can you go for a fight or fun? Where do you get sick each day at noon? Garbage in the lunchroom.
That's right, gang, the lunchroom. No far-out organic foods, just good old American oatmeal burgers. Stupendous grease-flavored french fries. Delicious chocolate milk chock-full of nourishing wax. It's all in the lunchroom where you get yesterday's food today.
This is Nancy Fancy with Home Economics. Today we're going to learn about our clothing. And the way we're going to learn is by making an actual piece of clothing we can wear ourselves or give to a friend. We are going to tie-dye a tie! Now watch carefully. First, we take the tie we're going to dye and tie it. When the tie is tightly tied, we dip the tie in the tie-dye dye. When the tie-dye tie is dry, we untie the tie and take the dye we've just applied and set it aside. Retie the tie-dye tie, take another dye, dip the retied tie in this dye too. Take it out, let it dry, untie the tie, and you've got a tie-dye tie. And that tie's not all you can tie-dye. You can tie-dye a tutu too. Take the tutu, tie the tutu, dip it in the dye, let it dry like the tie we dyed. Now tear the tutu in two. Now you've got two tutus to tie-dye. Take the two ties you tie-dyed and the two tutus you've torn in two and tied and dip them in the dye.
Chicks,
ah!
Kicks,
ah!
Cats,
ah!
Cool,
ah!
School,
ah!
Yeah, 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 I go a swingin' school.
La, 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 la.
For where the chicks are kicks and the cats are cool.
Cool.
My little chick is my heart's desire.
La, 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 la.
school of fire.
La 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 la.
Ah, chicks.
Ah.
Chicks.
Ah.
Cats.
Ah.
Cool.
Ah.
Yeah, school.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, class, I'm going to have to ask you to take your seats at this point, please. Everybody sit down. You can smoke them if you got them, and would you please take out your little theme pads there? Make sure your pencils are sharp because you're going to write this down because this is going to be a quiz. Got it? I want to welcome you back to school for 2010. I'm your teacher, KBC, and this is BitSlap 101. All right, so... We're going to need to know this because it's going to be on the test at the end of the semester. We started with Tommy DeLighetto from something called High School Sucks, and I guess that was the theme song to it. It's apparently an internet series, kind of in the vein of Glee. Don't know too much about it. I only saw this one piece of it, enough to convince me that I didn't want to go any further. So you might want to check it out. You might not. I leave it up to you. That's for extra credit if you decide. Following that, Bowling for Soup, High School Never Ends. That was apparently a hit because I kept running into it everywhere I looked when I Googled high school, and this is what I kept getting. It's kind of a cool song, I guess. Following that, Pat Benatar and Jimmy Says from one of those instructional rock and roll records that nobody ever learned anything from. The School Cafeteria from Weird Al Yankovic, one of his earliest recordings back from the day when he did all his stuff in a men's room at the University of Oregon. Barnes and Barnes, along with Sulu, High School Gym, from a Dr. Demento show, Somewhere Lost in Antiquity, Conception Corporation, The Rock and Roll Classroom, and no school set would be complete without a visit to the swinging school from Bobby Rydell. Of course, you knew that. So, all right. So, like I said, there will be a quiz. It'll be a very easy one. It'll be an open book. So, just pay attention, and you won't have any trouble with the notes for today. So, I'm going to turn this over to our next guest instructor, and I'll be back to answer any of your questions, etc. See you later.
Is about my seventh grade year as a cheerleader in Indiana. Were you all cheerleaders? We have meetings now just to keep the old spirit alive. But this song contains one of the finest Hoosier cheers that's from Indiana ever created. You'll recognize it when it comes, and if you do know it, please join me. This song is about the kind of cheerleaders we must have been back then. It's called Cheerleaders on Drugs. do they jump so high?
How do they kick their legs?
And spread their legs so wide?
And their whiskers that they
hide? How do they mount each one?
To make their pyramids?
Is it the drugs they're on?
They spend so many.
They wear their dark sunglasses.
They play their games at night.
The players make their passes.
They just get pom-poms just to write.
The mascot sneaks in sight.
He's probably overspread. The game's not over yet. It's time to go to bed.
It seems like they must be on drugs or just stupid. They're buoyant and busty and just plain dumb. It seems like they're brainwashed or on anesthesia. Their brains suffer weight loss, cause how else could they cheer like, go you engines, go, go you engines. Chagawa, Chagawa. Go you engines, go, go you engines. Chagawa, engines got the power. Go G-O, go. It stunts their mental growth.
It makes it hard to find
a future livelihood
or others out there.
The marching band, it seems, the boys in the stands,
the refs and all the teams are all the raving fans.
Four cheerleaders on drugs.
Cheerleaders on drugs. Cheerleaders on drugs.
It seems like I must be on drugs or just stupid. They're buoyant and busted.
Interaction could just be some teamwork. Their forces and factions make them sound like, go you engines, go, go you engines.
Here's something we used to do back then.
Go you engines, go, go you engines.
And this too. Oh, give me an I, I. Give me an N, N. Give me a J,
J. U N S.
Wash your face, eat your food, no one cares if you're not in the mood.
I've got those wake up 7:30. Wash your ears, they're dirty. Eat your eggs and oatmeal, rest is the blues. It's such a nice day, I'd rather go play, but I gotta get to school. The late bell will ring. Each day's the same thing. Always waking and washing, eat oatmeal like a fool. 10 and 12 make 20 teachers.
Nothing of the kind.
If I don't get something right, I lose my cotton picking mind.
Did Columbus sail the ocean? Did he travel very far?
I didn't do my homework, I'd much rather play guitar.
He's got those, gotta get up, wash your face, mustn't wait, eat your food and get dressed or you're gonna be late.
I've got those ghosts sit in a corner. Horner, teacher always keeps me after school blues. Can't do no flitting, just keep us sitting on a stool so high. I'd put daddy's dough up if I could just grow up. Got those reading and writing, those grammar school blues till I die. Question after question all day long, it isn't fair. If you ask me confidential, I think teacher is a square. But I get out of classrooms where the teacher is the boss. Might as well be on the prairie riding my open horse.
He's got those reading and writing, and when you're caught fighting, you stay at the school and you feel like a fool too.
Those wake up 7:30. Wash your ears, they're dirty. Got those reading and writing, those grammar school blues till I die. Oh my.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Here's a potpourri of easy answers to easy questions. First, from Paul Saunders, who writes from the University of Alabama. Dear Dr. Science, I learned from your program that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. What is the speed of dark?
Since dark is broken light, it doesn't have any speed at all. It just sort of sits around the house until we can find the switch.
Next, from William Kane in Boulder, Colorado. Dear Dr. Science, are cyclotrons good for making popcorn?
No, but they make a great chocolate shake.
Laura Hansen from Iowa City writes, Dear Dr. Science, do you have to patent a cow before you can have patent leather?
Merely copyrighting the cow is enough. Simply mail the cow to yourself in a self-addressed stamped envelope. When the cow arrives, don't open it. This is legally binding in most states.
Finally, from Kim, John, Minga, and Don from Swan Lake, Montana, how come I can't look at the sun without sneezing?
You're probably allergic to photons. Consult a physician or a physicist immediately, and let me know how you're doing. Dr. Science cares.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Sometimes I think I was a little fool.
You think you were or think you are?
Back in those days when I used to go to school.
Can you remember back that far? When you were a kid, gee, how you hated.
What?
The little place where you were educated.
Although I didn't know it, I was lucky then. I wish that we were back again. In the little red schoolhouse.
Me too.
With my book and sleigh.
Those were the happy days in the little red schoolhouse.
Oh boy.
I was always late.
Yes, Bill, you were always. Do you remember, Bill, when you were a scholar in the days of yore?
Do I? How I stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 is 3.
When we should have been learning.
Learning what?
About the golden rule.
We didn't want the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool.
That good old pool. When I was late, the teacher said, go bring your father right away.
You brought your dad, and after that, he came most every day.
Oh, gee, I want to be in the little red schoolhouse. Each morn when mother said it's after 8.
What a time poor mother had.
Then she'd say, hurry, you surely will be late.
When I was late, it made the teacher awful mad. We'd start down the road with footsteps lagging.
But you remember we were always bragging.
I said, when I get bigger, no more school for me.
But now that's where we want to be. In the little red schoolhouse. With a book and sleigh. In the little red schoolhouse, we were always late. We long to be back there where we were scholars in the days of yore. How we'd stand right up there and holler, 2 and 2 are 3, when we should have been learning about the golden rule. Our little hearts were yearning for the swimming pool. Because I was so bad and acted like a clown.
You got a good licking and you couldn't sit down.
Oh, gee,
I wanna be
in the little red schoolhouse. 10 o'clock, the spelling lesson's just begun. Johnny throws an ink ball just for fun. If the teacher's here with an awful spat, she turns around and says, who did that?
Pretty little Percy in the very front row lifts up his hand and says, teacher, I know.
Then little Johnny whispers to the teacher's pride, you just wait till I get you outside. Johnny told to stand up with his face to the wall. He says, I don't want her, and he tries to stall. If I stood up there, I'd take an awful chance. I got a great big tear in the seat of my trousers.
teach you, send you home to wash your face, and then you say, oh, what's the use of get dirty again? Oh,
dee,
I wanna be in the little red schoolhouse.
Ha, 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 with green feathers.
Raise the flag for old Chicago, show them how we stand.
Excuse me, sir.
La da dee da 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 bum bum. Yes.
Is this football 202?
Yes, it is. Hello there. Come right in.
You must be Dr. Harden.
Oh, no. Coach Harden's my name.
Very pleased to meet you, sir.
Very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Pim, sir.
Pim?
Alejandro Pim.
Mm-hmm. And you want to play football, Pim?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm here to learn.
Well, I'm here to teach you. And what are you studying here at the university?
Music, sir.
Music? Well, looking you over, maybe I can make a fullback out of you. Well, we'll see about that. Have you played much football?
Not in this life, sir, no.
Football 202?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Dr. Harden.
No, Coach Harden, I'm afraid.
How do you do, sir? My name is Throckmorton.
Throckmorton, how do you
do? Morton Throckmorton, yes, sir. I'm in theology.
Theology?
Yes, sir.
Well, and you want to play football?
Indeed, I trust I may, sir, yeah.
Well, I think you can, Throckmorton. Yes, indeed. You look to me to be about, I'd say about 195.
Would you really, sir? Mm-hmm.
You weigh about 195?
Oh, I thought you meant my IQ. No,
well, I'll make you quarterback then. Oh, hello there. Getting bigger and bigger here. Yes,
have you ever gotten a Morgenstern?
No, not here. You might try down the hall, but boy, I'd hate to lose you, I must say. Wow.
No, I am Morgenstern.
Oh, you're Morgenstern. I'm sorry about that. It's rather confusing, you know. Very glad to meet you.
Very glad to meet you, Doctor.
Coach.
Dr. Coach.
How do you do?
Morgenstern.
Sit down, gentlemen. Sit down, relax here.
Thank you.
May I ask, Morgenstern, what field are you in?
History of arithmetic.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I trust you gentlemen are here to play football. Is that it?
Indeed, we trust we are, sir. Yes.
Well, let's get started here. I'd like to go over, first of all, some of the basics with you. As you probably know, football is played on a football field roughly 30 by 100 yards long.
Roughly, sir. Hmm? Roughly 30.
Oh, I see what you mean, Morgenstern. My diagram's a little off there. No, on the field, you'll find it's 100 yards long.
Exactly.
Yes.
I can accept that.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. You're going to have to, all right? Now, also, gentlemen, I put some yard lines on the board. I'd like to point out
Excuse
some...
Excuse me, sir. Yes? Do those yard lines bear any reference to the treble and bass clef?
Not in this life, no. No, that, of course, wouldn't be a musical staff. That's a football field. Of course, you wouldn't play here on the blackboard. You play out of doors.
Oh, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's take a hypothetical case, gentlemen. Let's say we have the ball on the 47-yard line.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Hate to interrupt.
It's all right.
But those things you keep calling lines.
Yard lines, yes.
Yes. If those were really lines, they'd be infinite. Hmm? They'd go all the way out to the end of the universe and make the game very long and tedious.
Well, what do you call them, then?
Those are line segments.
I can accept that, Morgenstern. We have the ball, gentlemen, on the 47-yard line segment here. And you notice I'm putting some circles on the board here.
Oh, yes, sir, I did notice those. Those are not really circles. Those are ellipsoids, but let it pass.
Oh, Dr. Harden, sir. Would I be correct in assuming that these ellipsoids you've drawn represent a group acting in concert for the common good?
Why not? Sure. We're going down the field for a touchdown, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, the ellipsoids have the ball. And they're playing the crosses up above here, you'll notice.
Ah, crosses, sir.
So we'll make them X's, all right? The ellipsoids are playing the X's here.
Oh, I see, sir. And in this particular equation, what do the X's represent?
Well, that's your opponent, the defense. We're using a 6-2-2 here, you know.
No, I imagine that each X has the same power, though.
No, the tackles are heavier. I'll put little curlicues on them, all right? Yeah. The guards are lighter. Put little dots over there. The ends are smaller.
Sir, look what you've just notated there.
What have I notated?
That's Bacchianus Brasiliaris, number 5, right? For your robots.
Oh, no, that's my place. Oh, no, stop that. No, no, sit down. No. That's nonsense. Ridiculous, yeah. No, you can't sing those guards like that.
Those are whole notes.
Those are not whole notes. No, they are whole notes at that. I never noticed that. I've got a whole backfield full of whole notes there. It's ridiculous, isn't it? No, actually, coincidence, really. What that is a naked reverse. You'll notice the ball. Morgenstern, you seem to be grasping this. Tell Pim there what a naked reverse is.
A naked reverse?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that would be turning around, bare ass.
Yes. I think that seemed to be for the class. No, I must admit, though, that certainly an interesting conception. I never really thought about that. No, you wear a uniform.
All right, here we go.
All right, gentlemen, a little football here. Here's a little ball. We'll have a little practice, all right?
Oh, that's not actually round, is it, sir? No, it's a demi polytetrahedron.
Oh, no, it's not. That's a Spalding. They put that out. It's a very good ball.
I believe that it's made out of some sort of animal skin.
Very interesting point, Pim. As a matter of fact, gentlemen, the football has had a fascinating history. It used to be made from the skin of a pig. The old pig skin, we called it. Now it's made from the skin of a calf.
Aha, well, that's understandable, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that Mr. Throckmorton here can tell us why.
Of course I can, yes.
All right, Throckmorton, tell us why.
Why, the Muslims wouldn't be able to touch it, sir.
And, of course, the Jews wouldn't be able to eat it, but that's...
Oh, no! No, gentlemen, you don't have to worry about that. We're not playing any of those schools, huh?
Oh? Here we go. Is there some sort of prejudice here?
No prejudice. We just have a very tight schedule. Oh, now stop this. Now, let's start playing football here. Pim, you're out there. All right, Throckmorton, center here. Here's our set.
Why are you trying to bend me, sir?
Well, you have to bend over to the ball. Oh, remember that?
No, well, if I must, of course.
Yes, you must, all right? Oh, we're going to use a balance line here, gentlemen. We'll have two guards, of course. Left guard, right tackle, left end, and right end. You got all that?
A lot of company here.
Company, yes.
Sir, where are the beginnings for those ends?
Right here. Throckmorton's our beginning.
Yeah. Oh, but, sir, I have a sciatic condition.
Right here.
Throckmorton, he is in the center, or middle.
That's right. He's our center.
And you can't very well begin in the middle.
Oh, we do.
No, right. You have to have a beginning to go through the middle to get to the end.
Who says so?
Aristotle.
And who did he play for? Hmm?
Oh, Alexander the Great, Philip of Macedon, that whole crowd.
St. Thomas Aquinas said the same thing, sir.
Oh, yeah. Notre Dame boy. All right, fine. We'll make Mr. Morgan start left beginning then, all right?
Oh, yes, Throckmorton. Yeah. Sir,
overlook something.
Indeed.
There. Remember,
yes.
You're out on that field, you've got to center that ball.
Yes, sir.
Now remember, across that line segment from you are seven big heavy opponents.
Oh, big fat man.
Yeah. Big vicious man. They want that ball, too, and they're coming across that line segment, they're going to smear you, all right?
Well, surely we can discuss it, sir.
I'll be happy to give them the ball.
No, don't give them the ball. The idea is to keep the ball. Rules of the game.
Oh, rules of the game, of
rules
course.
Of game.
Yes, right. Like chess.
Oh. No, it's not like chess, Marcus.
Like Monopoly.
Now, Pam, you're in here. All right, you're out there, Marcus Sharon. Now, what you're going to do is, you're down, Throckmorton. Let's start the play. You're going to shift in here like this. You got that?
Yes, sir.
You get the ball like this. Come right up here and through Throckmorton. And get the ball to Morgenstern. And then you take the ball, Morgenstern, and go around your own end. All right, here we go.
Oh, sir. About going around my own end.
Yes.
Of course, geometrically, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But anatomically, you see...
All right, then go around your own beginning. I don't care.
Dr. Harden, sir. There's nothing I'd rather do than center this ball for you.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm afraid I may not be able to, sir. You see, every time I bend over, the blood rushes to my head.
Oh,
and I have a sinus infection, sir. All eight of them are draining.
Oh, really? Well, try not to drain on the ball, will you, Throckmorton? All right, here we go. Ready, Pim? Singles! Shift! Well, we'll work on that, all right? For now, just cup your hands like this. Put them together like that. You come right up here tight. You put your hands between his legs, you get the ball like that, and you hand it off to Morgenstern. You got all that? All right, here we go. Ready? Singles. One, two, three. Hike!
What's happening?
Don't stop. You got to go right up in there and get that ball. Right off the hike. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Hike! No, don't go like that. Come right up directly and get the ball. Right up.
Well, get the ball.
Oh, no. Stop that. You can't go around front like that. That tackle will come through there and smear you.
Dr. Harden, I think he's trying to eliminate my function.
That's right. He's got a job to do here.
Your function was to be smeared by those vicious hands.
Stop that. No. Just come over here. There's no function involved. Just do your job. Now, come right up here. Get the ball. Right off his hip there and right into the mortgage. Now, let's go, Tim. You can do it. Wait a minute. Drive hard. Right up in there. Singles. One, two, three. Oh, come on. Now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You can't see the ball if you don't open your eyes.
Hurry, man. I'm draining.
Hurry up. He's draining. No. Turn around. Look at him. Just right up in here. Right up here.
Oh, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
You can't do it. Of course you can do it. Why not?
I hardly know him.
I took a ride on the bus the other day, and it convinced me once and for all that there is a school for bus drivers. Because they couldn't innately know what they do. They would have to go to school to learn some of these things. And I would like to take you now to that school. As we enter the school, there's a course going on in which they present the bus drivers with actual situations they'll encounter while driving their buses to find out how they react to it. And as we enter the course, we find the instructor talking to the student bus drivers. You men have now completed what's known as the basic course in bus driving. In this course, you're going to be presented with actual situations you'll encounter while driving the buses. And it's primarily designed to find out whether you're just going to be, good bus drivers, or possibly one of the great all-time bus drivers. Bus drivers like the legendary Larry Strickland. Probably the greatest bus driver of the 1930s and possibly of all time, Neil Norlag. I'd like to take one of the students, Johnson. You want to get in the bus, Mrs. Selkirk, you want to get back to your marks back there? Good. Here's the situation, Johnson. You've just pulled into a stop. You've discharged your passengers, and out of the rearview mirror, you notice this old woman running for the bus. Okay. You want to start running now, Mrs. Selkirk? Okay, let's see how Johnson goes about handling. Hold it, Johnson. You're pulling out much too fast, Johnson. See, she gave up about halfway in the block, you see. Yeah, what you want to do is just kind of gradually ease out, you see, so you're always holding out the hope they may be able to catch the bus. Oh, another thing you want to watch, a lot of these old women, they'll run at three-quarter speed, you see. Then they'll put on a final burst and they'll catch up with the bus, so. Graham, you want to be the bus driver? Yes, Mrs. Selkirk, you want to get back to your mark again? All right, let's try it with Graham. Same situation. All right. You want to start running again, Mrs. Selkirk? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see how Graham handles this situation. All right, fine. Did y'all see how he slammed the door right in her face that time? That's known as your perfect pull-out. Oh, one other thing. It wasn't part of the problem, but I want to compliment you on it. You blocked both lanes that time, pulling in. Okay, and Mrs. Selkirk, I think we'll take situation 13 this time. Yeah, you want to get in the Chevrolet? Mm-hmm. Graham, this is a situation you'll very often encounter. You'll be driving along your route, and all of a sudden, this car will pull in front of you, and on the back will be caution student driver or learning to drive, something like that. Okay? All right, Mrs. Selkirk, you want to pull in front of Graham and see how he goes about handling this situation? All right, that was fine. That was very good. Could you all see what he did there? He gets back about 10, 15 car lengths, gets it up to around 60. Then he gets right behind her, bang, he slams on his brakes, he hits the horn at the same time. Did you all see how the car went out of control there? The minute she dove for the floorboard, it just kind of swerved into the light pole over there. Okay, some of you want to extricate Mrs. Selkirk from the car? Just roll down the window and crawl right out, Mrs. Selkirk. Mrs. Selkirk, I think this will be the last one. You be the woman with the packages on this one, all right? Okay, Graham, on this one, I'm going to stand behind you because you can't be expected to know this. It's going to take time and a lot of practice. All right, you want to get on the bus, Mrs. Selkirk? That's all right. Fumble for your change. All right, now start heading toward the back of the bus. That's it. All right, hit your accelerator. All right, hit the brake. Hit the accelerator again. Now your brake. All right, you see how she spun all the way to the front of the bus that time? Mm-hmm. That's going to take a little practice. A lot of times, though, grab a hold of another passenger. You may hit your brake too soon. All I can tell you is don't get discouraged. Within 5-6 months, you'll have all of them spinning right to the front of the bus. Okay, now let's all get in our individual buses and start practicing. And just remember, it's accelerator, brake, accelerator, brake. Okay, for homework tonight, we're going to mispronounce the names of streets.
The schoolhouse stands decaying in our sleepy little town. An epitaph to freedom, it too is crumbling down. 1 year ago September, that's when we got the word our school would not reopen. Our protests went unheard. They said to get a school bus, and our kids were reassigned to a school across the river where the races were combined. We all thought this was stupid for a little town so small. We only had one schoolhouse where the kids went one and all. Our pleading fell on deaf ears, and they forced us to comply, so we bought that old used school bus, the best one we could buy. At 6 o'clock each morning, the little kids would load and cross that muddy river 12 miles up the road. But then one rainy evening, the old school bus was late. Soon terror gripped our little town when word came of its fate. I'd like to forget what happened and the terrible scene that night as they brought them from the river, little bodies, black and white. As they drug that ancient school bus from the water in the rain, and as the mud began to wash away, these words burned into my brain. On the back of that old bus, we had painted in despair, "Compliments of your Department of Health, Education, and Welfare."
My country tis lovely, sweet land of liberty, of thee I
my favorite part of the song. Here, listen. Cool, huh? All right. Yeah, it's that time of year. You're back in school again. You thought you got out of it. Tough luck, guys. You're back. School never ends. Like the song before said, high school never ends. It just keeps going. We started that set with Cheerleaders on Drugs. Yes, now it can be told. Cheerleaders on Drugs. That was Uncle Banzai. From, I don't know, early 90s, I guess, late 80s, something like that. Jimmy Boyd got those Wake Up 7:30 Blues. I know you get those when you have to go to school. I used to, except I used to wake up at 10 o'clock. You know, I don't know how I got to school in my sleep, but I did somehow, and I wake up in the middle of Spanish class. Weird. Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, Ask Dr. Science. You can read Ask Dr. Science whenever you find him. You can look in Funny Times if you get that. It's off in there. The Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare in A Little Red Schoolhouse. The Second City Troop from Chicago, that called Football Comes to the University of Chicago. And then the Bus Driver's School from Bob Newhart. Those of you who rode the school bus will identify with that, as well as the next one from T. Tommy Cutter, The School Bus. That was a sad little story of sadness and misunderstanding in our time. So, all right, like I said, it's going to be a quiz. I'm not going to do the questions. You're going to make up your own questions, and it can be on the test. I once had a teacher in school who always told us when the questions were going to be on the test. He said, now write that down, because that's going to be on the test. And damn, I got an A in that class. What What sense is that? I don't think I learned anything. I just learned what was going to be on the test. So I advise you to do the same. All right, I'll be back to tell you more about the test and give you some more answers. Stay tuned, please. Oh, here it comes again. Check it out.
Craze going round, oop-de-da-blah, hilly-a-bop. Call Professor Bop. Wears a tam and big bow tie. Flashy clothes that catch your eye, oop-de-da-blah, kluger-mop. He's Professor Bop. He's the latest thing derived from swing, la-pop-a-hooly-a-coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line, oop-de-da-blah, kluger-mop, like Professor Bop.
No one has as yet.
There'll be days to remember, full of laughter and tears. After summer comes winter, and so go the years. So, my friend, let's make music together. I'll play the old, while you sing me the new. In time, when your young days are over, there'll be someone sharing their time with you. My friend, let's make music together. I'll play the old while you sing me the new. In time, when your young days are over, there'll be someone sharing their time with you.
There'll be someone sharing their time with you.
I see you with your hand raised. This makes the third time today. I don't believe you're going to the bathroom. I believe you just don't want to stay. The first time was at 9 o'clock and I gave you a yellow pass. Then 2 hours later again you asked be excused from class. You kids think you can fool me. You think that I'm a fool. I know what goes on in your minds. I know you hate this school. I know you found out the little tricks to sneak a moment here and there. You think I don't know what you're doing. You think that I don't care. So put down your hand this moment. I can tell when I see a fake. I know you don't have to go anywhere. I know you don't have to make. And if you raise your hand once more, I'll make you stand out in the hall. Hey, wait, no, no, put your pants on. Oh, no, no, not against the wall.
Hello, dumb buddy. You're driving along just reading the mail, working a load of post holes and sailboat fuel from Magic City to Mickey Mouse Town when you spot this fancy seat cover in the show-off lane. A finger-licking woolly woolly with a pair of twin mamas.
Hi, Bambi. How'd you like to spot your body, climb down, clean up, and squeeze some eight?
You'd like to set up an M20 to rub eyeballs in the grass, but you don't copy CB it hardly, do you? You probably don't even know what I just said. Well, if you want to run through the raindrops barefoot in a land of wonderful and come on hot and heavy with every frilly blouse foxy jaw from Minnesota to Shaky Side, you better load up fast with Dexter Steerhall Special CB K-Set Course. It'll teach you to talk like a torrible Texas trucker in no time. So come on, Easter Bunnies. Let your hammer hang, pour on the giggle juice, and slam her into the going-home hole with Dexter Steerhall Special CB K-Set Course. And till I catch you on the comeback, this here's Bad Bozo saying, keep the beavers in your lap and the Smokies off your back. We quit, we clear, we down, we gone, we bye-bye.
We're Moxie Pruvis from Toronto, Canada, and my baby loves a bunch of authors. See my story reading baby, you should hear the things that she says. She says, hon, drop dead, I'd rather go to bed with Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Cuddle up with William S. Burroughs, leave on the light for bell hooks. I've been flirting with Pierre Burton, cause he's so smart in his books.
I like to go out dancing, my baby loves a bunch of authors. My heart's a broken bleeding.
Baby's just sitting there,
doing some reading.
So I started watching some TV, played my new CD player too. She said, turn it off or I'll call the cops and I'll throw the book at you. All this arguing made me get dizzy, called my doctor to come have a look. I said, doctor, hurry, he said,
don't worry, I'll be over when I'm finished my book.
I like to go out dancing, my baby loves a bunch of authors. We've been living in hovels,
spending all the money on
brand new novels.
Myself on a streetcar and it drove right into someone. You know, the driver said,
I was looking straight ahead,
but he was reading the Toronto Sun.
So?
So my honey and me go to a counselor to help figure out what we need. She said, we'll get your love growing.
But before we get going, there's some books I'd like you to read.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. Lately we've had some friction.
My baby's hooked on
Pulp Fiction.
Split and went to a party. Some friends my girl said she knew. But what a sight, cause it's author's night and the place looked like a who's who. Now I'm pounding the Uzo
with Mario Puzo.
Who's a funny fella?
Doggy Pecanzella.
Who brought the cat?
Lord Margaret Atwood.
Who needs a shade?
He's Robertson Davies.
Andrade started a food fight. Salmon Musso over the scene.
Yeah.
Spilled some dressing on Doris Lessing. These writer types are a scream.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. We'll be together for ages.
Eating and sleeping and.
Eating and sleeping and.
One sleeping on two.
Turning pages.
Yeah! I'm not fond of the 50s. One of the reasons was, in the education department, they had these sort of older women who had gone to normal school. In 1899, graduated in 2 years, took religion and first aid. They gave them each a bun in the back, a chignon, and a large black dress and Boy Scout shoes. Sent them into schools to say, no talking! No talking! Button your lips, no talking! And of course, you folded your hands in front of you and you were ready to learn. No tension, no talking. And this was like the worst to me. And civil defense was heavy then. I don't know if you remember this, but this was like an overriding concern. They spent so much time talking about it that I had nightmares. I cared. First of all, they were very subtle. They told us, children, the siren means disaster. Dream about them often. When you hear a siren, go under a tree. Give up. It's too terrible. Don't even try to save yourself. Just take this pill. They taught us a siren means disaster. Then they had the foresight to blow a siren every day at 12 o'clock. Walking home from school with a lunch bag. What's that? Oh, it's just 12 o'clock. I used to second guess. What if the Russians bombed at 12 o'clock? They're not idiots.
We'll bomb at 12 o'clock, Ivan. They don't know. They think it's lunch.
We had all kinds of warnings, you know. We had, this is how stupid they were. They actually let this information out. We had warnings when the enemy was over Montana. You know, you got 4 short blasts, 3 long blasts. When they're over Alaska, you get 5 long. You could really kid around. You could play handball for an hour before you take cover. They had ones over Chicago. Then they had ones no warning at all. You hear propellers over 125th Street. You have to jump under the desk, put your ass to the window.
That's what it actually said in the official instructions. Put your ass immediately to the window. Signed, Avril Harriman, governor. They didn't fool around, you know. Well, they had no time to be pompous. The kids knew what that meant. We were given dog tags, which was one of the highlights of my school career. This was surely one of the most frightening things, because they let information leak out that it could withstand a certain amount of heat. You know, and they got up, of course, with great subtlety. Children are talking. Take these tags home. They're to be used in the event that you're burnt beyond recognition in a nuclear holocaust. And no talking during a nuclear holocaust. I want an orderly nuclear holocaust. Two lines, no talking. I'll be taking names. It's one of my greatest fears that I might get a zero during a nuclear holocaust.
If we don't have a football team, at least we never have to write a theme. No classes, no professors, no tuition, yet we're the goal of every politician. 'Cause everyone who graduates becomes a president.
I'm gonna send your vote to college when you vote for president. And if you'll let me share some knowledge, you'll understand this big event. The folks who wrote our Constitution had the idea for this plan, and it's been used in our elections since our government began. When you pull down all my levers for the person of your choice, you're also choosing state electors who will have the final voice. They're called the Electoral College, and they'll meet to stipulate who the voters have selected to be the winner in each state. Now the number of electors that your state is going to get is based on total population. That's the formula that's set. And when the popular vote is counted to find a winner in each state will pledge all of its electors to choose the winning candidate.
I like it. I like it.
E-L-E-C-T-O-R-A-L. Electoral College, and we deserve a yell.
And even if the vote is close, someone wins by just a little tiny hair, the electors give that person all their votes, and it's considered fair and square. I'm gonna send your vote to college when you vote for president. And now the Electoral College will work the way our founders meant. So what if they don't have a big macho football team?
It's every politician's special dream.
'Cause everyone who graduates,
yes, everyone who graduates,
everyone who graduates becomes the president.
I couldn't find a version of Pomp and Circumstances for your graduation, but this'll do. Now, I'm going to give you your final exam here. I want you to think about this while I'm giving you the playlist, all right? So, if you can answer it, fine. If you can't, don't worry about it. This is that kind of a school. Name a book by an author, all right? Name a book by an author. All right, now while you're thinking of that, I'll give you the playlist. We started with Three Bips and a Bop, featuring Babs Gonzalez, and that was, of course, Professor Bop. That was your professor for the afternoon. Orson Welles, I know what it is to be young. That's why I'm not in school and you are, okay? Barry Lewis Palisar, I don't believe you're going to the bathroom. The CB cassette course from Procter & Bergman, a spinoff from the Firesign Theater. Moxie Fruvis, there's a clue to your final exam question. My baby loves a bunch of authors. That should help you. And then Robert Klein, Civil Defense and Schoolhouse Rock with the Electoral College, which has nothing to do with school, but you already knew that, so I was kind of running thin on stuff. So, okay, mystery tune coming up. Once again, give yourself an A. You made it through the day. That's what counts around here at the school of the Bitslap University. I invite you to tune in again next week. We'll have more of something, maybe less, who knows. And if you are going to school, I feel for you, buddy. I really do. But tough shit. I did it. You can too. So hang in there. Here's your mystery tune. Please enjoy it. Clean those fingernails, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Vicious animal that creeps and crawls and bites. Amazon, the prophylactics prowl on the Amazon. The hypodermics howl on the Amazon. You'll hear a scarab scowl and sting. Zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae hunt the stalagmites, while laryngitis slay all the parasites that come from Paraguay in the spring. Snarling equinox among the rocks will you, and the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you, while duodenum are lurking in the trees and the jungles swarm with green apostrophes. Oh, the Amazon is calling me. On the Amazon, the Pax vobiscum bite. On the Amazon, the epiglottis fight. On the Amazon, the hemispheres at night all slink, where the agnostics drink all the hippodromes that lie concealed in mud. Join the metronomes that live in swamp and flood, then the Kodachromes come out and drink their blood. Poor geeks, while velocipedes among the weeds will scare you in the menopause, with hungry jaws ensnares you. Frenzied adenoids infest the hills and slopes. Everyone avoids the deadly stethoscopes. Oh, the Amazon is calling. Yes, the Amazon is calling. Oh, the Amazon is calling me.
Are you bored with your present job? Does your life seem more like a life sentence? Well, now there's an amazing opportunity for young and talented people in the rapidly expanding area of jurisprudence. Yes, You can have success, even wealth, by enrolling now in the famous judge's school. You may be under the impression that it takes years of training to become a judge, but you're wrong. America's ever-increasing backlog of court cases and the shortage of qualified judges have created a crying need, and more old judges are leaving the bench every day. Just look at today's headlines. Judge indicted for extortion. Judge gets 30 years. Judge caught running a call girl ring. Who will replace these men? Why not you? Send for our free booklet, Career Opportunities in the Judging Profession. It could be just the reprieve you're looking for.